Jason Bowers is the founder of NB Global Legacy, a nonprofit recovery-based organization. He came to North Dakota from Las Vegas a few years ago to work in the oil fields near Williston and moved to Fargo this past winter. He says he can tell the community would benefit from coming together and learning to heal. He says that's why he's putting together Rock and Roll Recovery.
It kind of hurts my heart to see what's really going on at nighttime, where a lot of us are hardworking folks out here. You know, we wake up early, we go to bed early, you know, and we really don't see what's going on out here. And I just think that we need to step up and we need to do something positive, you know, and I think that we need to create a safe outlet for our up-and-coming youth and also for people that are trying to recover.
Bowers says when you hear the word recovery, you might think of getting over drug and alcohol abuse. But he says recovery may mean something different to everyone.
I mean, there's people that are recovering from a loss of a family member. There's other people that are maybe have some type of medical diagnosis that they're trying to heal from, or something like they lost their business and the economy is just going downhill. And so we're all recovering in some area in our life. And so I think that right now in our community that we need to come together a little bit and kind of stop what's going on. You know, we need to kind of unify the local artists, give them a chance to come out and get out of a bar scene, you know, and give them a chance to play an arena and chase their dreams, and also speak about what recovery means to them, you know.
Bauer says he currently has about 7 or 8 bands lined up for the music festival, and he'd like to book a few more. He says he's also looking for local vendors to sell their merchandise to attendees. He says anyone interested in participating in Rock and Roll Recovery can email him at rockandrollrecoverybands@gmail.com. Bauer says his desire to help others is rooted in his own personal journey.
I personally myself did die from an overdose and was given a second chance after I had a son that passed away. And so I kind of had to rediscover myself and through my journey. And what's helped keep me going on is continuing to be a part of recovery-based programs out here.
Bauer says Rock and Roll Recovery will take place September 16th at the Fargo Civic Center from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. He says admission to all attendees will be free. For Prairie Public, I'm Danielle Webster.